More organizations donators the 17 GJA Awards. The latest to donate are the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, Agra, Talo Ghana, UT Financial Services and Revenue Watch Institute. The president of the GJA, Ransford Tete, who received the donations, encouraged journalists to gear up their reportage towards issues that affect the life of the ordinary Ghanaian. Rosalind Ganyaglu has the rest of the story.
The president of the GJA, Ransford Tete, said the awards serve as a platform for excellence in journalism. He said journalism is not all about politics and scandals, but bringing out issues that affect the people for policymakers to factor them into the policies.
We are encouraging journalists to go out there, look for the challenges confronting our people, make sure they are brought out so that the policymakers can thereby introduce the necessary policy directions and interventions to ensure that our people lead better standards of living. We want the media people to report on politics that will change the way we have conducted our politics so far, so that our politicians will be compelled to engage on the issues and trying to tell the people how they hope to govern, such that the standard of living of our people will improve.
Agra donated a check of 6,000 Ghana cedis towards the best reporter in agriculture. UT Bank donated a check of 3,500 and it covers the best columnist. Revenue Watch Institute also handed over a check of 3,500 Ghana cedis and it covers best reporting in oil and gas. While Talo donated two checks, one for 5,000 Ghana cedis for the best layout and design newspaper, and another $20,000 as sponsorship for a training program for editors. All the organizations acknowledge that the role of the journalist is essential to national development, hence the need to support the awards ceremony. The president, Ransford Tete, thanked the organizations for their support.
Rosalind Ganyaglu reporting.